This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 9, 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, Salem city officials approved new tax rates Thursday night that will mean, on average, a $197 tax hike for homeowners next year. The city council set its fiscal 2017 rates at $15.86 per $1,000 in property value for residential, up from $15.67 last year, and $29.99 for commercial and industrial properties, which is up from $29.55. Property values as of January 1, 2016, showed an increase for both residential and commercial, according to city assessors' data. Under the new residential rate, owners of single-family homes at the average value of $337,400 can expect a yearly bill of $5,351. Owners of two- and three-family homes, which are valued somewhat higher, can expect a tax average increase of $178 and $206, respectively. The rates were set on a unanimous 10-0 vote, with Ward 3 Councilor Stephen Lovely absent due to a previously scheduled vacation. During her presentation, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll highlighted that the numbers being approved were much lower than they could have been, in part due to the use of free cash to help offset the tax burden. The Lynn Mayor is preparing for some city council questions. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, the city council making good on their promise to grill Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy on the city's budget woes next week has submitted a list of questions to the corner office. Thomas Grillo writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, the mayor is expected to appear before the 11-member panel on Tuesday night to answer queries about how the city got into a financial crisis, whether they should be building two new schools in the face of such money troubles, how the city will comply with the school spending, and whether the mayor plans layoffs or tax hikes to balance the budget. The city charter gives councilors the authority to summon the mayor to the city council to answer written questions prepared in advance. Jamie Cerulli, the mayor's chief of staff, said Kennedy was working on the answers and declined to be interviewed. Councilor-at-large Brian LaPierre said the public hearing will be quite a session. Quote, we are encouraged that the mayor has accepted our invitation to take part in a budgetary discussion with us. He said that we are hopeful that we can come away from the conversation with the answers and her plans to make sure that we balance the budget some way, somehow. The city's finances came into focus last month when the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education told the mayor that the city's contribution to the school funding was short by $7.5 million, and the state threatened to withhold its $11 million November payment in school funds until City Hall came up with more school spending. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports North Shore Today. Rick?
Bridget Turcotte writes on itemlive.com, 3 to 4 dozen protesters gathered at Thursday night's Lynn School Committee meeting to protest the construction of a potential new middle school near Breed's Pond Reservoir and the loss of homes the city could take to build it. The school committee discussed requesting the city council vote for eminent domain of two properties adjacent to the reservoir, including 103 Parkland Avenue, owned by Louise Francesca. Project manager Lynn Stapleton said the properties would be used to create an intersection and improve traffic. Fonseca said, I've saved up all my life to buy it. I have deer in my backyard. It's a beautiful spot. Fonseca said the second property is 97 Parkland Avenue. Donald Castle, a neighborhood advocate, is quoted as saying Fonseca is a 77-year-old woman. She bought her house to live there for a life. Parkland Avenue is the most expensive site. Pick another site. I don't see voters approving this. Sean Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times, for the second consecutive year, the Coast Guard has agreed to a request from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation to implement a 2-hour advance notice for overnight openings of the Blinman Bridge during the winter. Under the temporary seasonal change, boaters will need to provide at least 2 hours of advance notice for requested bridge openings between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. The changes are scheduled to run through April 30. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, the passage of landmark legislation designed to help people with eating disorders has hit home for millions of people dealing with the disease, including one family from Beverly. Red Rock Lane resident Linda Downey went to Washington, D.C. last year to help lobby for the legislation after her daughter's long struggle with anorexia. On Wednesday, Congress passed what advocates are calling the first ever eating disorders legislation. The bill is expected to be signed by President Obama. Downey said she played a small role in the lobbying effort compared to advocates who have been involved in the fight for 16 years. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.